Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we discuss everything White Horse and then some. Special edition sponsored by MSCR, we are your hosts, Denija Davis and
Anaya Wesley.
Today we will be speaking with Emma Hicks. Miss Emma, as we call her, is the social worker here at White Horse.
Miss Emma was able to get us signed up and approved for Black Girl Magic, and today we're going to be here asking her a couple of questions. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about Black Girl Magic?
Yeah, so Black Girl Magic, I don't know exactly when it was made. I think about like 5 years ago, 5 to 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was made by an educator, Miss Rosa. Mm-hmm. And I think the goal was just to ultimately get Black girls and MMSD together. Because there's a lot of negative energy out there.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot for Black girls, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so just finding, like, a positive space for us all to come together and bond over being Black women and Black girls.
Yeah. Okay, so I heard it was it's a day-long conference for 4th and 8th grade. That's correct, right? Okay. Gotcha.
How did you hear about Black Girl Magic?
So I heard about Black Girl Magic when I was still in college. I was an intern at Henderson Elementary School. And it was COVID, so it was virtual. And I helped just, like, facilitate a group virtually. And so that was the first time I ever heard of it and participated in it. And it was, like, honestly the highlight of quarantine for me personally. Just, like, still being connected with people, even during a pandemic.
Yeah. Our schools didn't have it or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, our school is having it now, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. But do you have, I know that it was like last time every Black girl got to go. Is it now, like, why is it, you know, picking? Like,
yeah. So I picked 8th grade specifically because I know last year we didn't go. Mm-hmm. And, like, so a lot of y'all, like, missed out on that. So I was like, okay, it's their last year. I don't think high schoolers go. So let's just have, like, 8th graders go this year. I picked 15 girls just because, like, bus space, really.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have, like, all Black girls at the school fit on a bus just because
it's
expensive. And we'll be sharing with another school, maybe two schools even.
Oh, so, two schools?
Yes, Senate and maybe Shank.
It's MHC.
Wait, where is it at?
MATC.
Yeah. Because I remember in 4th grade, because Miss Rosa Thompson, she was my teacher in 4th grade. So that was really fun.
That's awesome. She sounds great. She's an amazing person to just create all this.
What do you expect to get out of it, like, in general? Like,
I don't know. What do y'all expect to get out of it?
I think it's a good way to, like, for Black girls, like you were saying, to come together and stuff like that, especially because it's a lot of, like, I feel like a lot of other groups of, you know, different color people and stuff like that, they do, like, always are together and stuff like that. I feel like Black girls do a lot of tearing each other down instead of, like, coming together. So I feel like I expect to, you know, just be around people like me and experience that. I think that would be a good experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's good because, like, a lot of, like, Black girls that I know, like, they just have a lot of conflict with each other and, like, a lot of, like, tension in the air because, like, everybody has different groups and they always, like, go against each other. And I feel like sometimes, like, everybody needs to just come together and just, like, you know, talk it out and just get to actually know each other besides just judging each other based off things that you're hearing and seeing.
Right. And I know some of the girls, like, some of them still have conflict to this day. You never know. This might get resolved at the thing. So I feel like that's also a good thing to be doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And just having, like, different types of Black girls, too. Like, when you watch TV, there's, like, one representation, usually lighter skinned.
Curly
hair, right. And so it's good to see, like, all types of Black girls from different, you know, like, socioeconomic status, like, and just, like, there's cultures within our culture.
Yeah.
And so I think it's good to just see that, like, you know, we can be who we are. We don't have to fit that one image. We could just be, like, what we want to be, period.
Period, yeah. So I think this is really, I'm happy that you guys are doing this for the school. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun because a lot of girls were bummed out last year that we didn't go, but I feel like now they'll be more happy. And like when I went in fourth grade, it was really fun, and I got to see a lot of people from different schools and like friends. And I feel like it'd just be a good experience to just like get around and just see other people that look like me.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Of course.
Looking forward to the Black Girl Magic event. This is the White Horse in the Know. We're your hosts, Anaya.
And Anija.
Goodbye.
Bye.